Welcome to 5-Minute Friday, easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better in the shortest amount of time possible. I'm Ben Albert, the man behind the Real Business Connections Network. On 5-Minute Friday, I collaborate with extraordinary business people to provide actionable insights in 5 to 10 minutes or less. Hungry business people like yourself are busy, so let's get right into it. What's happening on this 5-Minute Friday? I'm going to be reading an article by Coach Jim Johnson. The extraordinary Coach Jim Johnson was on Rochester Business Connections in episode 36. Is that right? Let me double check that. Episode 36, and I will put that in the show notes. Without further ado, here is How Can Excellent Leaders Inspire Their Team by Coach Jim Johnson. How do you inspire your team? If you are an excellent leader, you are someone who strives to consistently inspire your team to be the best version of themselves. How do you go about doing that? Do you recite a cliche motivational quote and call it a day? Are you someone who speaks one way but acts another? In this article, I give you some examples of how you can show your team that you appreciate them and that are grateful for their relationship with you. Enjoy. Lead by example. Is your team clear about what you value? Do your actions match your words? Remember, you are always on stage and should act accordingly. Catch people. Doing the right thing. Find different ways to recognize them as well. Announcements, social media, signs, etc., etc. Think bigger. Always try to find new ways to inspire your team. How can you impress them from the next? Share inspiration. Did you see someone doing something inspirational over the weekend? Do you send out a weekly newsletter? Never miss an opportunity to share an inspirational story with your team. MWA, manage by walking around. The more visible you are to your team, the more they trust you. How visible are you? One-on-one meetings. How often do you have one-on-one meetings with your team members? More importantly, you should be the one initiating these meetings and have an agenda, showing your team member that you value their success. Communication. Do you have a system in place for communication? How do you solve problems within your team? Share these challenges and brainstorm resolutions. Growth. Encourage your people to grow their knowledge and skills. Maybe develop a company library or offer growth opportunities and trainings. Stand-up meetings. Do you have weekly stand-up meetings? Spend 5 minutes to engage your team, find out what they are working on, and how you can help. Off-site meeting. When was the last time you took your team to an outside venue to interact and connect with? This keeps things fresh and further develops the bond. Thank you, Coach Jim Johnson, for submitting this article for 5-Minute Fridays. Anyone listening, I actually prefer that you read the article for the audience. But even if you're not comfortable getting on the mic or you don't have the right equipment, submit an article to the next 5-Minute Friday, and I very likely, not guaranteed, but I just might read it on the next 5-Minute Friday. Thank you again, Coach, for the submission, and thank you all for listening.